Your passion's been crushed. It's time to wake it up.
You've got options.
You're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Here's your host, Yule Smith.
Bryant O'Neill, I want to welcome you to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Now, where are... And you're with the W-2 Prison Break Show, and you're broadcasting from where?
Yes, I am with the W-2 Prison Break Show. You were on the show. Great job.
Yes.
I'm in the Windy City, and it's living up to its name today. I'm in Chicago, the west suburbs of Chicago. I've been here for 20 years.
And what is the temperature these days up where you're with?
In February, it's normally a little bit colder, but today the high is going to be about 50 or 55. Oh. So not too bad, but again... The higher temperatures, it always comes with a price, and that price is wind.
I've been there. I've been to your city probably 20 times. I love Chicago. I used to go up to the National Restaurant Show every year, and it's just amazing. It's a foodie town. So my first question to you is, given it's a foodie town, if you're going to close the deal with somebody, you got a client, somebody you've been working with, and you're down to that point. Where are you taking breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know the answer, but there's so many options to pick in Chicago. It could become overwhelming.
Endless.
I like a place called Shaw's Crab House. And my wife and I have been going there for years. And it's a really good crab. If you like crab, and again, you got to fly it in Chicago, but... It's just a great spot to go to lunch and or dinner. And I've probably been there 15, 20, 20 times. That's
it's an iconic location for sure.
Iconic location, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. My favorite question to ask everybody is who or what are you grateful for that helped you get you where you are today?
Yeah, it's a lot of people, but we got to pick one here, Yule, because you asked him the question. And it's probably someone you wouldn't think. It's my 12-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
And I tell him this all the time. I was in a rough spot, my W-2, for a long time. Mm-hmm. I knew that there was something more for me. I knew that there was something better for me. I was just too scared. I was too afraid. Mm-hmm. And I tell my son all the time, by him voicing his opinion when he was younger of me being gone all the time, flying on airplanes, mm-hmm. that was the driver for me. Mm-hmm. He gave me the courage to quit being afraid and to take my shot. And I tell him that all the time, and I'm just super grateful that he said that. He didn't know what he was saying at the time because they're little kids. They don't want their dad to go, but it was like, hey, I got one shot to watch this kid grow up. I'm not missing it. So it's him.
That's awesome. And so many people can get lost. We get wrapped up in our work. It's so easy to do that. And that gave you clarity. What was the moment? Was there a particular, was it just everyday thing happening or?
It was as he got older. He started doing this when he was 4, 5, 6 years old. And as he got older, he started to recognize that, hey, dad's not here. He's gone. And I would come home and I was missing stuff. He looks different. He's talking different. He's got new words and I was missing parts of his life. And I just started to do the math. And I said, if I continue down this path, I'm going to miss half his life. I've already missed half of his life. And I got one shot. And I'm not going to end up like my father because I saw him do the same thing and flame out. So the moment was a conversation that I had with my wife, and I still remember it pretty vividly. And I said, hey, look, I want to try this new mastermind, this new thing. I think this is my ticket out of the W-2. I want to be around. I want to see our kid grow up. And I'm just sick and tired of being afraid. I'm no longer going to let my self-limiting beliefs and my fears and my doubts run my life. And that was it. I joined up that mastermind the next day.
Wow. So that changed. That's life changing. All right. So now today you run the W-2 Prison Break Show. And you went down this new journey. You saw a problem in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got a unique solution the way you approach it. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I'll just back up just a smidge before I get into what W-2 Prison Break is. I was in a real estate mastermind. That's how I made my way out of my 9-to-5 was I got into the real estate business and I was able to do enough deals in a short amount of time to get out of my 9-to-5. It took me about 9 months. And I was engrossed in that mastermind for about 4 years. I became one of their coaches. And I was working with a lot of other people who had very similar stories to me. They said the same things that the younger version of Brian said. And as I started to share my experiences and my stories, it really started to resonate and land with people. Like people would come up to me and say, hey, Brian, that thing you said about your son, that me too. I don't want that either. Mm-hmm. And it started to really gain traction. And the more I told my story, the more people would come to me and ask me more about that. And they just looked up to me. And I launched the coaching business because I said, hey, look, I'm not the only one. A lot of the times when we're out there thinking that we're stuck or that we're not good enough, or we have these limitations, that we're the only one thinking it. And I can tell you nothing further from the truth. It's like probably half the world is thinking this, these same things. Mm-hmm. So that's where the W-2 Prison Break show came from, is I'm really talking to the younger version of Brian, and not just men, it's women as well. But there's a whole bunch of us out there that went through exactly what I went through. And I'm just trying to help them close the gap, because I was a good 15 years of going through that misery before I said, okay, that's enough. I'm going to take my shot.
Yeah. I was very fortunate. We talked about this before. And it's interesting you said that, because I'm talking about this more and more using the phrase. I used it first on your podcast and I call it the ulcer moment. And when I was 24 years old, I was in a job I did not like. I was in a great company. The people were fantastic, but I was in the wrong position. And they put me in what I called the gray cubicle cell. And I had my first ulcer at the age of my one and only ulcer at the age of 24 years old. I'm like, that's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. So I started sharing that. And I'm actually putting that in a new book I've got coming out on franchising. But that, telling that story, I could see how that has evolved, because there's other elements to your story and there's layers to mine as well. And I could see how that people connect. And that's what people think. It's not, they think they're on an island doing it themselves. No, it's not the case at all.
Now,
hence you here talking about what you're talking about.
I hear it all the time. I really do. I hear it almost on a daily basis in my travels. It's the same stuff. What blocks most people is usually three or four things. It's not anything different. It's the same stuff. And once people recognize that and they understand that it's, hey, not just me, then you can start to feel a little bit more comfortable with, okay, maybe this isn't so frightening, because other people feel that way and other people are doing it.
What are the things you hear? You said three or four things. What are the things that you hear most common?
Yeah, I use the blocks that I hear the most from people that were in my position, 9 to 5, and they want to start their own business, or they just want to do something different, it's all fear related. Okay. So they'll say, I don't have enough time for that. Like, time is probably number one. There's this fear, Yule, of wasting time. Okay. We tell ourselves, all right, I don't want to spend all this time, and then it doesn't do anything. Like, that's a real fear for people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend 500 hours doing something and I don't make any money. And then there's just simply thinking that you don't have enough time. Hey, I've got this busy life. I got a family. I don't have any time to start a business. Well, let's just say for 1 second that's true. Okay. Which it isn't, because time is a choice. How are people who have kids and busy jobs and families, how are they doing it? It's called prioritizing, right? They prioritize their time. The other block is not having enough knowledge. That's just the story you tell yourself. I'm not good enough. I can't do that. I'll never be able to do that. Brian was good at real estate because he was in sales. It's nonsense. I didn't know what to say the first time I spoke to a seller. I had to learn the whole thing. And the other block is money, right? Fear of losing money, not having enough money, thinking you got to have enough money. And then probably really, I mean, there's so many more, but I'll just give one more here, is this fear of what other people think, what other people might think. And I can tell you pretty emphatically that, and my sister taught me this because she's in counseling. She's, nobody cares about you. They don't care about you. I mean, your fam, they care about you, but they're not waiting for you to fail. That's just your perception. Of what they may or may not think. That's the story you spin. If you ever listen to what somebody says, if you were to ask somebody for advice, hey, I'm thinking about starting this franchise, I'm thinking about starting this business, I'm thinking about going into real estate, listen to the words that will come out of their mouth. Hey, that sounds risky. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Mm-hmm. They're just telling you what their fears and what their blocks are. Not, hey, be careful. I'm really worried about you. No, it's projecting their fears onto you. So those are a few of many, but those are the ones that repeat over and over, Yul.
I can relate to every one of them. I think everybody can relate to just about all of them. Time, we all have it's priorities, like you just said. Yeah. Money's a fear for sure, especially the higher the ticket price. Mm-hmm. It becomes more and more real. What other people think is very intriguing. And I just interviewed a guy named Darren James. And he was the first realtor in Baton Rouge to put his face on the side of his car, on the side of his truck with wrapping the vehicle.
Yeah.
And you got to be self-conscious to put a poster-sized billboard of yourself on the car, but that did not stop him. But for most people, most real estate agents, you might be two in the whole city or New Orleans that have that. Yeah. The amazing part, 11% of his sales come from that truck. That's right. But he put aside what other people think, you know, and he talked about that, which is fascinating.
I love it.
So how do you help people? So with the W-2 Prison Break Show, you hear it every day. Mm-hmm. It's a psychology lesson practically every day doing what you do specifically.
Yeah.
Where do you begin?
Yeah, I begin, and it's so cliche, Yul, but it's cliche for a reason, because it's the truth. Number one, I break down all that stuff, right? All these stories that people tell themselves about why they can't do stuff. So it all starts in between the ears. It all starts with your mindset. One of the reasons that I was successful in a short amount of time when I came into the mastermind group is I had been working on my self-development, my personal development for years before I stepped into that mastermind. So I was ready to be a business owner. Or at least more ready than some of the other people. I don't think there's necessarily bad business ideas. I just think people aren't ready to become business owners. They're just not. They have bad habits from their W-2 job that they take. They get lazy. They get complacent. Mm-hmm. They coast. They're earning more money. They feel entitled. And then, I got to go to work now. I got to do the blocking and tackling. They're not ready for that. And they quit. They give up. They dabble because they don't have the immediate result. Mm-hmm. So we work on this. I actually just did an episode on this. The stories that we tell ourselves become our truths, right? If I tell myself, hey, I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough money. I'm afraid of what people think. I'm not good enough. I can't do that. That becomes your truth, right? You've been telling yourself that story for maybe 10, 15, maybe longer since you were a kid. Maybe your parents told you that. That becomes your truth. Just think about this for a second. If you started telling yourself something different today, I can make $20,000 a month. I am capable of becoming a business owner. I am good enough. If you started to tell yourself those stories, would that become your new truth? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes. And that's what I help people understand.
So you help them get out of a scarcity mindset.
I help them get out of their own way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of your own way. That's what's blocking you. And that's the only thing that's blocking you is you. And once you realize that, once you realize that you're the problem, that you are the problem, then you are the solution. And that's one of the most empowering things that anyone can do. You set yourself free at that point. It's not about somebody else. It's not about your boss. It's not about who you married. It's you. You're the one who's preventing you from getting to where you want to go.
And that's the abundance mindset, understanding that. Because 100%. Now you're not playing the other role is you're the victim. You're pointing to the circumstances. Somebody said something about you, whatever it is, or somebody fired you or somebody, whatever it is. You're no longer blaming. You're holding yourself accountable.
Totally. Like when you had your ulcer, right? Yeah. You did something about it. You didn't sit there and whine about your boss and just take it on the chin and keep going. You did something about it.
That's right. And I was very fortunate to be, that was such a wake-up call at the age of 24. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. No. And then my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, encouraged me to be very intentional and start figuring that out. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful for that guidance. How do you guide people? What's the journey you take people along?
Yeah, other than that, making sure that because a lot of people, they don't see what I see. They don't see the potential. They don't see the gifts. They don't see the talent. This isn't becoming a business owner does not require you to be a special breed of human being. It's really just a few things that you got to tweak in your life. So I help them focus because most people can't focus. Hey, so we fix the mind. We fix the limiting belief stuff.
Okay.
And the other thing we have to do is teach them how to focus. All right. Small things, doing small things, focusing on completing tasks. Most people are out there doing 20% of 10 different side hustles. Mm-hmm. And that is a recipe to keep you stuck in your 9-to-5 job forever. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was headed. I completed 20% of 50 different side hustles. If I had just completed one, I would have left the job a long time ago. I looked at franchising. I dabbled for 10-15% of the time. And then I said, well, that's too hard. I'm not going to do that. If I would have just completed it, I might own, who knows, 15 Jimmy John's at this point. We talked about that on the show. So sure really focusing on, I had a guy on my show, Alan Stein Jr., and he was talking about the importance of focus. If you focus on one thing at a time, if you are one task, you're doing one thing, you're not multitasking, you have an 85% chance of completing that thing all the way through. Pretty good odds, right? Mm-hmm. When you add a second thing, multitasking, your percentage to complete both tasks goes down to 40%.
Wow.
When you add a third thing, to complete all three is 4%. 1, 2, 3, 4, I said, okay? So we are not meant to be multitaskers. This is not something you should be bragging about. Yeah. We are meant to focus on one thing and one thing only. And I check all of my students in my mastermind and my one-to-ones, and I say, how many windows you got open on your computer right now? And if the answer is more than one, I say, close the rest of them out. Because usually people have 10 or 15 open. And at the end of the day, you usually have 10 or 15 open and you didn't get anything done. Again, 20% of 15 different things. Yeah, one thing at a time. Hey, look, I have one open now because I'm focused on this show, but we're all guilty of it. Like I talk about this all the time, but I have to check myself, right? I have to check myself. Hey, I got too many windows open here. And that's a metaphor for your life too. My wife tells me all the time, Brian, you got too many windows open. You're trying to do too many things at one time. You can't be everywhere all at once. So check that literally on your computer, but in your life as well.
Yeah. And then the action, and that's going to force you to take the steps. And the action doesn't have to be perfect. I think that's the other thing. People, they let perfectionism is the excuse for procrastination.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to take the steps. And then also what holds them back is the fear of what people are going to think. If God's sake, I made a mistake.
Yeah. You should be embracing that. You should be looking for mistakes. Successful entrepreneurs, they're looking for those opportunities where they can mess up.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you, so your mastermind, you want to talk about that a little bit about how people get involved? What do they do? What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was in a mastermind for 4 years and there were some things I liked about it, those things I didn't like about it. And this goes really back to imperfect action because I had two clients that I'm coaching one-to-one. Two of them said, hey, Brian, I love coaching. I love the one-to-one with you, but I'd really like to be around other people that think like me, because again, they felt they were the only ones. They're on an island. Mm-hmm. It took two people to say that. And I said, okay, here's a gap in the market, in my market. I can fill it. I opened up the mastermind. I didn't spend 2 weeks trying to figure everything out and make it beautiful. I just took action and I opened it. People, and I still was like, hey, are people going to join? Mm-hmm. I had to say to myself, Brian, two people just said they would sign up, open the thing. So I just started and now we're figuring it out. So it's a group of people, similar, like-minded people. It's not specific to one industry, not real estate. These are people that are in 9-to-5 jobs. They want to become business owners. They want something different, and they don't want to be around people who believe that they should stay with the same company for 30 years and collect, and wait for the age of 62 to roll around.
Sure.
That's who's in that group.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to grow because as you continue sharing that your story, which is everybody else's story in a lot of ways, they realize their story is not unique. You've got something. All right.
Yeah.
Let's button it up. What's your number one piece of guidance you would give the audience as they look going forward and to help them reach their potential? I like to say for them, so that they can realize their potential and see the possibilities going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do this with my brand new one-to-one clients. And A lot of them are super stuck. And the first thing that we work on is, listen, we're at this point in your life. Okay. You're not happy with it. You're not where you want to be. There's a couple of things we got to do. We have to own that. We have to accept it. We have to acknowledge it. We don't have to let it go. We just have to own it. You're here because of you, not because of anybody else. The land of victimhood does not exist anymore. We're leaving that place. Own your life, and we set ourselves free, and then we are able to then move forward, right? We can chart a new course. But that's the first thing anyone has to do. If you want to make changes in your life, you have to own your life. You have to own your decisions, and you have to make peace with it. Somehow, some way, you got to figure it out. You got to stop blaming people. All 10 fingers should be pointed at you, not other people. Even if people did you wrong, which they do, right? Bad stuff happens to good people. Point the fingers here. You always got a choice. That's the number one piece of advice I would give to anyone.
That's solid advice.
Thank you.
Call to action. What's your call to action?
Yeah, I think for the listeners, Yul, who are maybe looking to get into business, our audiences are very aligned. I did a 5-day podcast series. It's called the W-2 Prison Break Roadmap. And I basically take you from 9 to 5 all the way to entrepreneurship and everything in between. And I did a podcast series and I put the videos out. I made an ebook. You can get the transcripts. You get all that stuff for free. And it's got everything in there that you could possibly need and give you some guidance. So if you go to w2prisonbreak.com/roadmap, you can grab all that stuff for free.
Awesome. And I will put the link on our landing page for this episode. Brian, I want to thank you. I know this piece has been about mindset. It's all about mindset. And that's where you help jumpstart people's lives for a new beginning, really. So
yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to your audience, man. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. And that is a wrap with Brian O'Neill. Look, folks, if you're in that mental space where you've had it, or it's just time, you know it's time to do your own thing. Look, don't make a rash move, make a strategic move. Getting with a coach is a good thing. He can walk you through that process if there are some mental hurdles. And we all, as you heard, we all face them. They're real to every single person walking planet Earth. So if you're looking to start a business, if you're looking to invest in a business, take over a business, buy a business, or you're looking to invest into a franchise, the mindset is everything. And for regarding the franchise piece, we check out yourfirstfranchise.com. We run a special episode called Your First Franchise as part of this podcast from time to time. Check out yourfirstfranchise.com to learn your options, and I'll provide you, you'll get a free Your First Franchise assessment when you contact us. So yourfirstfranchise.com, and we'll provide you a free business builder personality, your profile assessment, to see what is the right match so you don't make a mistake wasting time. We talked about time. Time's value. All right. You know the drill by now, listening to the show. Be intentional and make today a great